Lisa Constantine is a mother of six and a minimum wage worker. She finds it hard to make ends meet after Christmas.
Well, it's stressful. Mm-hmm. Like, you kind of have to work a little bit more. You take on more hours. You have to cut back on things at home, especially on things with the kids. Like, they don't get to go out as much, or we don't get to go do things as much. So the first few months after Christmas is pretty rough.
Dave Mercer is a service officer at Credit Union. He tells people how to save money.
Looking at people's finances and, you know, the current environment, I mean, it's good to try to save some money as well, but also kind of, you know, depends on what situation you're in. If you're already in debt, sometimes, you know, it's a good idea to go talk to your financial institution and look at the types of debt that you're carrying.
What I try to do is before Christmas, mm-hmm. try to pay like everything off to zero and probably put more on it than I would. Mm-hmm. So I'll have a credit onto my bills. Mm-hmm. And then during Christmas, I probably won't pay my bills as much as I should.
I asked Lisa for tips on the best way she deals with the holidays.
Just to not let it get to you. Like emotionally, like there's nothing really you can do about it if you've got a big family, other than to make more money. Take things one day at a time. And
David Mercer adds that it's a good idea to budget your money the best way you can and keep track of your savings.
Step is to have that conversation with your financial institution, but also sit down and do some budgeting too. Find out where your money is going to and try to see ways that you can save opportunity.
If you're struggling financially after the holidays, David Mercer suggests going to your local bank for a consolidation loan. This is Kristen Rice, Kicker News.